Let's close our eyes and bow our heads, and we'll have a wee word of prayer. So go ahead.
Blessed Father, again, Lord, we give thanks to you for all the blessings that we've received, Lord, this week. And Lord, for the privilege of being able to sit aside ourselves with you, apart from the world, Lord, to have fellowship. And Lord, to be able to sing praises unto you and give thanks to you and tithes and offerings, Lord, and all that would be helpful and that would be acceptable in your sight, Father. I pray, Lord, for absent brethren, Lord, for Christopher and Taylor, Lord, that you'd be wherever they are and wherever they're doing, Lord, that you'd be with them. Have them with peace, have them peace and having a good time with the brethren over there, the families and folks. And I beg you, please, Lord, grant them such journeys, mercies back home, safe to us again. I pray for Esther too, Lord. You're in touch upon her, both physical and spiritual, Lord. And for Tina is looking after her as well. Ask for a special prayer for the Collins as well. Lord, be with that family up in Bangor. Lord, that you just, whatever's going on, Lord, that you heal them, sort them out, Lord, please. Whether it be physical, but indeed, or spiritual. And all, Lord, that you be with them. Lord, I ask the Lord too for a special blessing on each and one of you with their heads bowed in your presence. And Lord, that you bless the families and the Lord, the homes, and Lord, grant us each one our needs according to thy holy will. Be with us all, Father, and let us have a good time with you, Lord, and bless Brother Mark as he brings us your word tonight, Lord, and for the reading, Lord, as well. Lord, that we learn something new and take it on with us, and Lord, that you would deem us worthy to be laborers for you these days, the last days. And please, Lord, bless Israel too. And save souls this week, in Derry and around the world, Lord. Let searching souls find you early. Please. Amen.
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 I'll double check my phone doesn't do something crazy like serve men in the middle of the service. Right. Let's take our wee hymn books, the wee ones, and that I hear a suggestion for number 26, Because He Lives. Yeah. Let's sing that one. Number 26, the wee black book, Because He Lives.
We pray.
you do, if you come across a fourth verse, that is known, will make the typeface smaller on that page and put it in. Number 34 in the big books. This is one I know that my Redeemer liveth. It might be quite new to some of you. I will play an extra verse, and hopefully this will help you all get the tune.
Said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe it if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he hath come down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his seeds may be made manifest that were wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea. There he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptized in Enna, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Yea, yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath a bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. Amen.
Great verses there. One that most folks don't like these days is number 30, where it says,
the words of John, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm not that keen on that these days, because we would rather do the increasing than Jesus. But Amen. Thank you for that. John. I don't know where that John from. The guy at the back. Steve.
No medication.
Where John. Sorry about that. I don't know where the John came from. But it's prayer request time. If anybody has any, now would be the time to mention it. Anybody got any? I would like to just remind you that Lynn and Frank and Dr. Shine will be travelling to France on Sunday, is it? Or Saturday?
Saturday.
So I'm sure we'll appreciate your prayers. It's up here. Trip to France, New Year's Day, that is till the 8th of January. So please do pray for them as they travel. Bring us back a bar of rock, Frank. French rock.
Yeah,
on the
outside.
Natural rock.
Or baguette.
Cornflakes.
There you go. And don't do this now. Do not do this when you go into a restaurant and say to the waiter, "Excuse me, waiter, do you have frog's legs?" You know what's coming, don't you?
No.
You don't? If he says, "Oui, monsieur," then you say, "Hop over there and get me a burger." Don't say that. English humour is not appreciated in France. Anyway, on a serious note, Steve, did you have a prayer request there or two?
That's a bad joke. I forgot what I was going to ask now.
That's okay. That's the main reason for it. You forget all your troubles.
I'm going to ask the 31 golden question.
Yes?
As I promised all every time.
No.
Have you contacted the community grant people?
No. But I will put it down there.
Grant. Again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Until such times as it's done, just keep reminding me. I don't mind. I'm not going to fall out with you.
I shall keep on reminding my brother.
Certainly.
My duty to it.
Certainly. Please do.
I'll keep on reminding Monica to remind you.
Right.
That way you cannot forget.
I want to tell you something right now, it's a bit like, it reminds me, when you do things like that, it's a bit like in the Catholic Church, going to Mary to get to Jesus.
No, I have faith in Sister Monica's memory. I really do.
Make sure, I have written it down. If it wasn't written down, it never happened. So remember that. Anybody else got any prayer requests? Mrs. Bradfield?
Mom.
Yep. Please do pray for Pat, if you would.
My mom. Not this.
Not man. That Pat. Sorry, Pat Hain. My apologies. But pray. Don't forget to pray for Pat Lewis as well. She would appreciate your prayers.
For people who may not have known my mom's name is Pat.
Yes, sorry. Please do pray. Continue to pray for Monica's mom. She is. Her dad retired, by the way, this past week. And they were very, very. Sorry to see him go at the library, because he's one of those guys, a bit like Norman, that will do his utmost to make sure everything is perfect. And they really miss him. And they have actually offered to keep the position nominally open for him, so if they have any days of work, he is more than welcome to come in and do the work. The reason for that is because Monica's mom just needs a wee bit more help around the house and doing stuff. With all the things that she's gone through the past few years, the break, the bone grafts, the strokes, and one thing and another, and the treatments, it is just, it's been a big obstacle to her, and it will continue to be so until she goes to heaven. So we'd appreciate prayers for Monica's mom and dad as well, if you would. And for her sister, Nina, who is still contending with cysts the results of old surgeries that went a bit awry. So please do pray for her sister, Nina, as well. I think that's it, isn't it? Yes, Steve.
Please pray for Pat's sister, Anne, my sister-in-law. She's come down with COVID.
Hmm.
She's isolating herself from Alpha 4. 12 days, 4 days.
So she's staying in the house away from everybody for 10 days. Could you not just keep slipping her a fixed lateral flow test and keep her in there for a month or two?
She did do that one.
But could you not like have a couple of positives sitting around and just slip them into her? Keep her there for another couple of weeks.
The taxi drivers, they're all joyful.
I don't mean her to be sick, but she just thinks she's sick.
She has just like a bad head cold she has.
And most people it is. Most people it is. It's no fun. Please do pray for our government and the fools we have running our country, or countries, should I say. And they really do need our prayer and our consideration. And don't forget to pray for each other too. Don't forget Christy and Taylor at the back, and Esther too. Esther's not keeping the best, so please do pray for her. We miss Will too. Please pray for him. He told me he wasn't feeling well tonight either. He had a bit of a cold or something, so please do pray for him. I can't think of anything else. Is there anything else? Did I say it was Norman's birthday?
Have you heard from the Charities Commission yet?
Oh, I'm not hearing anything for a week or two, see. It's not the Charities Commission, it's the Land Registry.
No, the Charities Commission.
Nope.
The reason I'm asking that, I was part of a charity, they will be in touch to ask us what charities we are donating to.
No, no, they don't.
Because I had to do a list as well of the charities that we... And if we do not have one, you do know that they can send somebody out to... How can I put it?
To wag their finger at me and I can just go...
No, they can just suggest. They will suggest and come up. You will have to take one of those suggestions. I'd rather do our own suggestions, you know what I mean?
In all honesty, as soon as this land registry comes through, they can come out and do whatever they like.
Nah, can you tell me that you falsified the Charities Commission job?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, brother.
But they can come out and do whatever they like, and I am more than happy to do that.
As long as
I kid you not, there are a bunch of work makers, is what they are. And they would have us engage an accountant, and they don't come for £50 a year, to do the church counts and sign off on them. Mm-hmm. And that would be hundreds of pounds, which is not a benefit to us at all. Yes.
I'm a bookkeeper.
But you're not a registered accountant.
That's not a problem. I am registered at Parliament House.
Your qualifications, I don't think, would be what they're looking for. But
well,
you'd be more than welcome to sit down and top them up and put your name to it. Because that's certainly all it would be, but...
It would be cheaper to have that done before your accountant gets your...
I know that. And that's what we will have to do anyway, but to just willy-nilly engage an accountant just so that they can tick a box on a form. I have never been a great one for raising the profile of the church as far as the government goes or anything else like that. Because I believe they can just do without having their sticky fingers in the running of Bethel.
It's just the way they do things, brother.
Oh, I absolutely know that. And I'm
just
not
warning, I mean, we're better for a moment for it.
Oh, I fully appreciate that. And it's already been on my mind. It's been 2 years? It'll be about 2 years.
Kind of will cost you £380 plus that. And when you even put a pencil mark down.
And that's if you... That's before you do any work or hand in any paperwork. So, yeah. And we're just after spending £600 and something odd on professional indemnity, public liability, buildings and contents insurance. So if you're going to get injured, make sure it's done good and proper. And I'm in for 10%.
We've got an accountant.
I think it's up to millions. Literally, public liability is up to millions.
No, we've got
accountant. Not an accountant yet. Mate, he's in the training. It's not accountant. Yeah. Accountancy you're going for, is it? No. Unfortunately, a lot of these courses today are very like computer courses today. Maybe 30 or 40 years ago, that would have been one exam would have covered them all. But
Computer science went from one course in university to like a dozen courses in university. Things move on that quickly, but I'm more than happy to sit down with the books and hammer through them, Steve. I remember we did it a couple of years back, and there's a fair few hours work in it. So it'll have to be done soon anyway. So that'll be something to do some afternoon.
I shall assist in any way possible.
Excellent.
And you're the first.
Yes.
Have you remembered your verse? I thought I'd get this one in.
I know
this
that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand upon the earth in the latter day, and latter day shall stand upon the earth. Go for it. You tell us, Steve.
I can't believe you did that. Job
25.
Go on ahead. I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth.
Very good.
At the latter day upon the earth.
Is there anybody else you would like to say that?
All that you asked.
Well, we do it after three. Again. One, two, three. Job 19:25 For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. There you go. That was easy, Frank, wasn't it?
Now give you Psalm 119.
There's no Psalm 119. There's only like 8 or 9 verses in Psalm 1. Smarty pants. Right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again for this day. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be able to have a smile and a joyful time around your word and in your presence amongst the brethren. And I pray, Father, as we spend this time together, that you would just recharge us, that you would lift us up a bit, Lord, that you would just work in and around our lives. But, Lord, I pray you'd work especially in our hearts and minds. No, Lord, there's many things that need done that we can't put our fingers on, we can't have any direct control over, but Lord, that only you can. And I pray for these, for our leaders, for Israel, for Russia, for China, America, Europe, Lord, all the leaders of all the countries in the world that seem to have come together to perpetrate this these great restrictions, Lord, upon all the citizens of earth. I really do pray, Lord, for those that taken ill with this, that they would recover. I pray, Lord, that those that teeter on the brink would be reminded of a gospel verse concerning salvation. I thank you, Lord, for those that have recovered, for that fellow Andy especially, Lord, for his whole family, for those that are coming round. I pray you, Lord, that you would continue to bring people back, that you would, Lord, most importantly, let truth be known. I pray you, Father, for the names that have been mentioned, for the church, for the land registry, for Ling and Frank as they travel, for legal things, Lord, that as individuals and as a church that we need to tend to and we need to look out for, Lord, that you would even work in the hearts and minds of those in positions of authority and responsibility. But Lord, please, please, as we just stand between Christmas and 2022, I pray, Father, please, please save souls. Just speak to people, Lord. I know we have a wee bit of time, and many people, I know some people are working, and in Colin and Charlotte's working. I know most of the rest of us don't have to. And we are able to take a, in quotes, a holiday and a break from all the hustle and bustle. I pray, please, Lord, for those that would normally be running here and there, doing this and that, running 13 to the dozen all the time, you would give them pause for thought, Lord. Please reason with men saved and lost, Lord. Please save souls. Please edify the saints. Please give us whatever it is that we need, Lord. Please provide our needs so that we can, Lord, be great to take part in the saving of a soul. We love you and thank you. Pray for all those names that are mentioned there, Lord, our private prayer requests as well. I forgot to ask about those. Lord, there's just so much going on. Please save souls. Please put your good hand upon all those people that would stand behind the pulpit, Lord, and grip them tightly and convict us greatly. Don't let us go, Lord, and don't be done with us. And please, Lord, save souls. Just love you and praise you.
I pray, Lord, for the hindrance of wicked laws and wicked people. I pray, Lord, please, for the Holy Spirit conviction of people by the hundred, Lord. Please, Lord, save souls. Don't let all the leaflets and Bibles and things that have gone out into this world be for nothing. Just thank you for loving us, Lord, and thank you most of all for your Son, Christ Jesus. And we pray all this in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, and according to your will.
Brother, yes, forgive me. Just come into my head now. Children were burnt alive in the fire. Look, the Lord knows in the air, there's two families with children and wife out because of the left. They obviously think there's bad foul play. The Lord knows what's going on and what's happened with the children and the families that are mourning. I think one granny has been.
A lot going on. I was made aware too of some of the limits on the abortion laws that were introduced into Northern Ireland. And I think they're even allowing the killing of a child that has been born in Northern Ireland. That is the nth degree of the abortion law, is what was in America. They will deliver a baby and they will leave it to die if the parent, they still think that child has no rights whatsoever.
Well, that's what abortion has been cut down to, 6 weeks.
Not in Northern Ireland. Number three. Don't forget those things. There are little souls. I'm sure they'd be far better going to heaven than living with a family that would consider murdering them, but they're still souls. Please do pray for them. Let's stand with your ear. you very much. Did we have a request for 215? Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
I was about 22.
There are some verses that might sound foreign to you whenever you hear the psalm, but whenever you hear the verses, you will, I am sure you will recognize quite a few of them. The The title that I have for the message this evening is to be still. Be still, or take a time out, or holidays, something along that line. Anyway, Psalm 46, if you're there, let's begin. The Word of God says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms removed, he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen.
Isn't there a verse?
Oh, sorry. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. There you go. Thank you for that. Who ever said church wasn't a participation sport? Amen. Thank you for that. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Just thank you for this time. Time around your word and in your presence among the brethren. For the praises we've been able to lift up, for the tithes, the offerings, the fellowship, the prayer requests, and Lord, just your presence. Please be with us this evening. Please, Father, I pray, be with us as we go home. But I pray, Father, for your wisdom, for reasoning hearts, for attention, Lord, just for this time as we spend it in your word. Please use it to work on our hearts and minds and make us more like the people you need for us to be. We love you and praise you. Amen. Amen. The title for the message is To Be Still, and I'm sure that psalm is familiar to many of you, and if not that psalm, then of course some of the verses in it. But I'm not going to say it's a common thing, but it is a often repeated theme in the Word of God that the Lord wants us to take a time out from time to time. Not a time out from the world, sorry, from Him, but a time out from the world. Let's just have a quick look at Psalm 46. And Psalm 46 is not, it wasn't for David like 3,000 years ago. This is for every believer that has ever opened this portion of God's word and availed themselves of this promise. But this is also a very prophetic little psalm, because the last verse that I thought we were reading, verse number 10, it says at the very, very end of it, it says, I will be exalted among the heathen.
Mm-hmm. I will be exalted among the earth.
And you know what? To be quite honest with you, that has not happened yet. There has not come a time in the whole face of the whole history of mankind, where the worst of pagans has said, God is wonderful. God is all powerful. That hasn't happened yet. God said, just like our verses in Job 19, he will stand upon the earth in the latter day, and the heathen is going to have to come and bow the knee and say, you are God. They're going to have to admit that he is God. Not only that, but it says, I will be exalted in the earth. And I know there are little spots of people that are exalting the Lord in the earth right now. And I would like to think that this is one of them. That we're lifting up the word of God, that it is our first and final authority. And that we're here because we're saved. Because if you're not saved, you'll not last very long in Bethel. Because we do a lot of Bible stuff here. And it's very difficult for lost people to get to grips with that unless they're planning on becoming saved people. These things haven't happened yet. If you want the fulfillment of these in the Word of God and a little bit more of an explanation, you need to go to Revelation chapter 20. where it talks about the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, where it talks about the Lord ruling with a rod of iron. He's not the Lamb of God that's come to be smitten anymore. He's coming as the Lion of Judah to smite. Talks about him breaking nations to shivers. Mm-hmm. That means little shards. It talks about his law. First 5 books of the Bible being the law on the face of the earth. That means a lot of people is going to go to eternity after a very much shortened life thinking that they can talk God around after committing the most heinous of crimes. They think that a good solicitor is going to be able to argue the case with God, who sees everything and knows everything. And I would say there'd be a lot of solicitors go right with them. A lot of lawyers who think they're going to be able to sway God with precedent and with what happened 10 years ago or whatever. And that's just not going to happen. These things are going to happen. The psalmist, David, he was talking about them maybe 3,000 years ago. And the end of the book of Revelation tells us in more detail exactly how that will work. The Lord could be coming back in at least 7 years. How's about that? At least 7 years. There's going to be the rapture, which could happen any time. 7 years of tribulation, great tribulation. And at the end of that 7 years, Jesus is coming back. So at least 7 years. And then for 1,000 years, the earth will be ruled the way it could have been, with people just doing what God said. At the end of that 1,000 years, people get a chance to make up their minds again. And sadly, a lot of people's going to stamp their feet and grind their teeth and clasp their fists and throw a wee temper tantrum and throw their lot in with the devil. At which point, fire will come down from heaven and consume everybody outside the camp of the saints in Jerusalem. You don't want that for people. You want people to be saved. That's why we turn up here. It's why we put ads in the paper. It's why we give out gospel tracts and Bibles. It's why we store our messages on the internet. We want people to be saved. But the very last verse that we're looking at, verse number 10, it's not the last verse in the psalm, but it's the last verse we'll be looking at. It says to be still, and I was really inspired to think about that, because this past week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it feels like everybody's just sitting back and taking a breath. A lot of people I know we have some people that have to work. You got to work. And that's just the way it is. As long as people want the shop, you got to work. That's just the way it is. But most folks are able to sit and take a breath. They're able to enjoy the fact that Christmas is done. Bills are not going to come in for another 2 or 3 weeks. The children are off school and they're entertained, playing with their toys or gadgets or are out kicking a ball, if they can find the USB cord on it, or riding the bike, and they're taking a break. You might be able to sit and read a newspaper. You might be able to sit and watch some inane program on TV or surf the web. I'm not of any bothers. I'm glad of it, because it is a break from the 9 to 5. And I got to thinking about that and considered a few of the places in the Word of God where it's encouraged, actually. Job, that we have as part of our memory verses, Job 37. This is what Job was told to do. He said he was told to hearken on, listen to this, Job. This is the Lord. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Stand still. Psalm 46 said, be still and know that I am God. Has anyone ever heard of a fellow called Elijah? Mm-hmm. Remember Elijah? He was contending continually against Ahab and Jezebel, whose names are synonymous with a wicked husband and wife duo. And it's the very same one we mentioned not that very long ago, that Ahab came up against Elijah because there was a drought in the land because of the wickedness of Israel. And Ahab said to Elijah, are you the one that's causing all the trouble in Israel? And Elijah said, it's you. You wicked gulping, you,
You and all your shenanigans and encouraging people to worship devils and not go to church. It's you that's causing the trouble to Israel. And of course, had a big competition with all the prophets of Baal, all the devil worshippers. And they lost miserably, and he took a sword and killed them all, the prophets of Baal. And then he ran from Jezebel. And he ran into the desert, I think a couple of days into the desert, and he was fed by an angel, and he went in the power of whatever the angel gave him for 40 days and 40 nights. That would be some meal to get and keep you going. And he hid in the cave, and he felt sorry for himself. You know the story. And God said, go on out to the mouth of the cave there. And God sent fire and a mighty wind and an earthquake. And all of these great things, they were ripping up the ground and throwing the rocks here, there and everywhere. But the Bible said in each one of those cases that God wasn't in those things. But at the end of all of those things, God was in what? The still small voice. God was in the still small voice. And the thing with still small voices, they may speak with the greatest of wisdom, and they may have the answer to all of our problems. But if we don't take time to be still ourselves and quieten down all the things that's going on around about us, we're never going to find out. Does anyone remember, too, the account of the disciples, Jesus? People started to hear about the Lord, and any time he ever surfaced, he came into public, people would throng him. And so the Lord was watching one day, and the disciples were running here and there and everywhere. They were so busy teaching people, helping people, that they didn't even have time to sit down and eat. And the thing about it is, whenever you are literally ministering and working, you get such a thrill and so much joy from doing that, from giving. But sometimes you don't even notice the fact that you've missed a meal. Have you ever been that engrossed in a thing that you've skipped a meal? Hours have passed by. I remember back before I got serious about being a Christian, I remember playing video games from 7 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock the next morning. Sleeping for 4 or 5 hours and getting up for 4 or 5 hours and then going to bed at midnight on Saturday night to get up and get ready for Sunday morning. And never missing a beat. Not missing supper, not missing nothing like that. Whenever you're totally engrossed. The words that the Lord said to the disciples were to come apart into a desert place and rest a while. Come away from the hustle and the bustle. Come away from all the noise and the tending to everybody else and take time out. And just consider for a moment or two, for a day or two, or for an hour or two, just exactly how things are going. I take it everybody here has heard more than a few sermons.
Well, just a couple.
Sometimes in one day.
Yeah,
I take it everybody here has heard like dozens and hundreds of Bible verses and maybe even committed a few to your memory. Yeah. We have. Honestly, we have. Have you ever tried to recall one in the middle of your favorite pop song? Or when the children are crying looking for attention? Or you're in the middle of getting dinner ready? Or you're in the middle of getting yourself washed, dressed, shaved, shampooed, whatever it is that you do to get ready to do something. It's quite difficult. And there is a reason that God says to be still and know that I am God. Because a lot of the times we never stop. And we think it is a great virtue to be able to keep going. But the Lord says you need to stop from time to time. That's why he said, take a Sabbath day. Notice I didn't say take the Sabbath day. I said take a Sabbath day. There needs to be a day that you set aside to recharge yourself spiritually. And I need for you to know that One of the things that caused the greatest amount of judgment on the children of Israel was not taking a Sabbath day. It caused them to be brought into Babylon for 70 years. It caused them to be brought under the heel of invading armies for decades because they refused to observe the Sabbath day. We need to stop. Because if you never stop and you never consider yourself, or you never consider what God has done for you, you will never know where you're at, where you need to be, and what you need to do to get there. And I remember first coming into Bethel, and I used to think that all sermons were read from the book, and that there was a book of them somewhere, because literally every Easter, every Christmas, and a few of the other religious festivals in between, it was the same message that was trotted out year in and year out. I remember thinking, oh, that's just all they have to do and say a few prayers, and that's that. That's not the way it works. The pastor, he used to come out with verses of scripture, and you know when it's a verse of scripture because there is an authority to it and the power to it. But he got all of those by sitting down and hammering them into his head. We need to do a bit of that. And we need to be keeping our Christian lives pleasing to God. But there's a time where we need to come away from the TV, from the Xbox, Switch, PlayStation. We need to come away from YouTube or TikTok or whatever it is that people's watching, from Facebook. We need to come away from the children even, the spouse maybe, from the family, and take time in the presence of God. I guarantee you something. God knows every single thing in your life. He knows the heights that you have aspired to and the heights that you have attained. And he knows the depths that your heart will plunge to if they get an opportunity. And he needs for you to come and talk to him about all of that. Even just to throw yourself at his feet and say, Lord, you know what? I'm scunnered with this part of my life. I'm scunnered with this part of me that delights in sin. Would you help me? And even just to rest in his presence, just to stop in prayer and say, Lord, I don't want anything. Right now, I don't need anything. I just want to be where you are. And that has always stuck with me. And many times I have rested in the presence of God, been reminded of Bible verses, of sermons, of songs. And a lot of times my prayer has been, whenever I have gone before the Lord in prayers, Lord, it's 3 o'clock and I need a message for 6 o'clock tonight before I go out to church. And even just to spend time in God's presence, and he will say, well, what about this verse? What about that verse? What about this topic? And there's no end to the help that God can give the person that turns up. The problem is, where do you go to get a break? Where do you go? I think if you want to be isolated from everybody, about a quarter mile down that road, there is a dead spot. There's no 3G, there's no 4G, and there's no 5G. You could go down there, and you could stand, and nobody can pick you up on the phone. You can't get any data. No emails, no texts, no messages are going to annoy you. I'll have a bit of peace and quiet. And I know that because the number of times I've spoken to people driving down that road and that signal dies. There's a dead spot out there where you can have peace. Or what you could do is just turn your phone off, close the door to your bedroom or living room or kitchen, and just say to God, God, I'm taking a half hour or an hour. I'm going to read a bit of the Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm not even going to write any notes down, although I always have my pen and paper. I just want you and me time, God, because I really need it. Work's been clamoring for my attention. Family's been clamoring for my attention. The garden's been clamoring for my attention. The house has been clamoring for my attention. The animals have been clamoring for my attention. All the projects that I have are demanding my time. Lord, I feel like I'm going in five different directions at any given moment during the day. And he'll help you. There's a great little verse, I think it's up there. Back wall, it says, Matthew 11, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, do things my way, and you will find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The things that God would have you do will rest your soul and give you peace in your heart. You see, when you have those things, you can go on to greater heights than even the most proficient athlete, prolific scientist, writer, or anybody else. Because when you're not inwardly pointing, considering your wants and lusts and desires, but considering what God wants out of your life, it helps you. You can go out to the car. Turn your phone off, go out to the car, don't forget to wind the window down. Treat yourself like a dog, wind the window down and let there be a wee bit of air that comes out. And if you need a glass of water, we'll put it in the car. There was years ago, and I still smile when I think about it, a lady with quite a few children. There was nowhere in her house that she could go where she would get peace and quiet. But every day, after dinner, I think it was, although I might be mistaken, she would sit at the table and pull, do you remember the old aprons? She would pull the apron up over her head, and her children knew to be quiet, because that was the time that Mom took to speak to God. Sometimes that's what it takes. And sometimes when it might take a warm behind or two before you get that, but it can be anywhere. Even I spend many hours over the past couple of years just walking up and down in the Boy Road, and many troubles and prayer requests and prayer petitions have been forwarded on to God for him to deal with, and many sermons and messages have been picked up on the way back again. Sometimes we really do need to be apart from the crowd, and we need to be still. Have you ever come across a little child to whom everything is new, everything is exciting, and everything is so important they need to tell you about it? They go non-stop. They never stop talking because it all seems important to them. And sometimes you need a break from that, because that's the way we are. You need to stop. I know a lot of kids will be looking at probably the most powerful computer systems in the world tonight, and have been since Christmas Day. God gave you one. The most complex computational device that creation has ever seen. He stuck it between your ears. He put it underneath about an inch, give or take, of skull, sometimes more, sometimes less. And he didn't put it there to stop you getting an ice cream headache when the wind blows through. He put it there for you to use, to make decisions, to judge righteous judgment, and to start with yourself before you start pointing the finger at other people. He said, I've given you the rules, I've given you a life, and I've given you an advanced computer for you to use to make decisions in your life based on those rules. So do it. Take time. Practice whenever you're surrounded by loved ones, so that you're good at it when you go out into a world of people that don't love you. And keep your eyes upon the Lord. Just keep listening to Him. I can guarantee you, a half an hour in the presence of God can sometimes feel like it, as restful as a night's sleep. And inspirational is maybe one of my more inspirational messages. Nobody laughed at that. I think the sermon just got really serious. Friends, we all need to take a time out, and we should regularly do it. But as this whole world stops and starts and changes directions almost on a daily basis, and we are always having to check where it is that we are and where it is that we're going. And the only thing that will keep you right is the Word of God. And the only one that loves you enough, that cared enough about you to keep you right, is God. So my advice and my plea for you is just to keep yourself right with God. And if things get too much for you, take time aside from the world, in the Word of God, and on your hands and knees, and just ask God, and He will help you. He loves us all, but He loves and cares and provides for His children.
Amen.
And what He did back in the Old Testament, He hasn't changed. He'll still do today. I'm going to stop there. I see it's 8:15, but thank you for your good time and attention. We'll sing a wee song, and then we will call it quits for the evening. I think I have one more. Was it 233 somebody picked out this evening? 233, tell me the old story. Let's stand as we sing, if you're able. Tell me the old story. those of you that I don't see before Sunday, if that makes sense. Safe travels for those that will be travelling. And God bless you and have a safe journey home this evening. Those are the wee word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Bless us as we part company. And please see us safely. Protect us as we go. Let us always be ready to give a reason for the hope that lives with us. We love you and thank you. And we ask all this, Lord, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.